Can you do? Can you play djent?
Can you?
No.
Yeah, neither can I, dude.
It'll be like a fucking a parody djent band.
It'd be not even considered djent.
No, we'll call it djunk. Junk.
Junk.
Yeah.
Well, that's easy. I could do that shit. Yeah, that's absolutely no problem. Junk.
I thought I had a pair of glasses up here. God damn it.
All right, well, it started, dude. So
okay,
entertain everybody.
Hello, everybody. It's a Lo-Fi show. August 16th. Mid-August started, already.
Dude, so
okay,
hold entertain.
On. Fuck. It's almost Christmas, dude.
I know, man.
It's almost fucking Christmas. Nuts. And then it'll be New Year's, 2027. Maybe that'll be your year, 27.
I doubt it. unless I get my new, if I get a new position and I'm making 20,000 more, then I can pay off what I need to pay off.
Buy yourself a new car.
Yeah, I could actually do that.
What would you get?
I don't know.
Hybrid?
No, I don't know, man. I don't know. Honestly, I'm not.
You should at least get a hybrid.
I'm not even like. I'm not even like entertaining the idea. I don't even want to go through another.
I'm saying, if you did, would you get at least consider getting? I wouldn't get an electric car right now, but getting a hybrid makes sense.
I can't even. I don't even want to entertain it.
It's especially just with gas prices as they are. My friend barely has to fucking fill up her car.
Yeah, just even the thought of it. Not terrifies me, just like anxiety. Brings up anxiety of like, oh, fuck. I don't want to go do this. And then once you have a new car, you're like, all right, well, I'm in it now.
I heard this podcast they're talking about, like, I mean, they have some money, some extra fucking money, obviously, but they said, like, I want to do something that, not like what rich people do, but like if you have a little bit extra money, something that you do for yourself that you normally wouldn't do because it's not like something you need. So one of them were taking like vocal lessons. One other person was doing something else. So what would you do? Would you like say, oh, fuck it, I wanted to, you know, learn more about electronics or do whatever?
No, I would probably not do it. I'd just work until I can fucking retire finally. I mean, that's basically the whole, I don't want to fucking work until I'm about to cry. You know, just what I've got, what, a good 10 years.
So basically you wouldn't do anything for yourself.
Yeah, nothing for myself.
It's kind of sad, dude.
Yeah, well, you know.
Like, even if I don't, I find something to do to, like, you know, have fun with something, you know? Like, I'm rebuilding my CD collection. Sounds fucking lame, but, you know, I like doing shit like that. Just have everything on CD. Then I have, like, a little CD player now next to my bed that I, you know, this old stereo that I reclaimed, you know, the memory of. So yeah, it's just
silly shit. I don't even want to do anything like that. I always get pissed off myself when I buy a new record. I'm like, fuck, why did I do that? Just more shit. I just don't want more shit, man. That's all.
I can understand that, but like going somewhere, like even if you took classes to learn how to cook or something, that's something. You know what I mean? You don't bring home anything, but at least you acquire a skill or something.
Yeah, that's possible, I guess. But
see.
Yeah.
There's something out there.
I would rather travel.
Learn a fucking language or some shit.
I'd rather travel. If that's the thing, I'd travel. I'd go more places because I could actually afford apartment or not apartments, hotels.
Yeah.
We went to freaking Fort Collins and the hotel we stayed in basically two nights, almost $300.
God damn.
Yep.
It is a decent hotel, though, right? It's probably like upper middle.
That was Marriott.
Yeah, upper middle.
And, yeah, I mean, it wasn't a bad
hotel. It wasn't like a La Quinta or something.
No, I would stay at a La Quinta. I have no problem staying at a La Quinta.
But would Z want to stay at La Quinta?
No, she wouldn't. That's the thing.
You have lower standards than she does.
Yes, when it comes to that, because to me, I'm not even going to be in the room, right?
If it's you by yourself, you'd be like, oh, where's the Motel 6 at?
If that, I'd probably even go to a hostel, you know?
Dude, nothing is worse than that one fucking nasty-ass hotel we stayed at South Padre. I couldn't even sleep in that hotel.
Was that South Padre or was it Galveston?
No, it was South Padre because I remember we were, like, driving all night trying to find a place, and we found that place next to the cemetery and had, like, we had to... you know, it was gross. There were silverfish in the fucking fridge, and like someone stuffed a giant pair of panties underneath the mattress.
I think that's all I remember were the big giant panties. But I don't. I thought it was Galveston. I don't remember.
No, it was. I know it was South Padre because I would remember if it was Galveston. It was like some fucking big event in South Padre, and we went, and it was cool. It was crowded and whatever, but it was just the hotel was just. I would have rather just drive all the fucking way home, you know, and took turns.
We went during Labor Day.
Yeah, it was a fucking
Labor Day big weekend event. Because freaking I remember because it was Diana. She died. That as we were driving down, we were listening to the radio. It was like, you know, Princess Diana died. I'm like, whoa, shit.
Yeah.
So whatever year that happened is the year we went to South Padre.
And encountered the giant pair of underwear.
And it was probably a day out. No, it was the day of because that back then it was just on the radio. We didn't have fucking like satellite or anything. August 31st, 1997. Shit, it's almost 30 years ago. Next year it'll be 30 years ago.
All right. Sounds like a good intro. All right, let's start the show. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hi, The Lo-Fi Show. On the editorial team of Voyage Denver Magazine, and we're highlighting local entrepreneurs.
Wait a second. Why is it only one fucking ear? Hold on.
He's still on one side.
I think there's a ghost haunting our fucking podcast.
Well, now I'm second guessing this shit. Guessing? I think we went for the weekend, right?
Yeah.
And it was on a Friday that we went. So it must have been on our way back because that was on a Sunday. I can't imagine us leaving on a Sunday.
Right.
You know, unless we went, you know, and took Monday and or took to Monday and Tuesday, but
I feel like we went on a Friday.
Yeah. So I think it was on the way back then, but I clearly remember hearing it on the radio with you guys in the car.
All right, let's try this again. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hi, The Lo-Fi Show. I'm on the editorial team of Voyage Denver Magazine, and we're highlighting local entrepreneurs and creators for Inspiring Stories series. Please let me know if you're available for interview in the coming weeks. We're excited to learn more about you and share your story with our readers. There is no cost involved, and we'll, of course, need some of your time for the interview. Our mission is to grow the GDP of the independents, the small business owners and creatives who make our community special. What do you think?
You go Void, click on that link.
It's a real magazine.
Oh, no. Look at that.
Denver's most inspiring stories. Oh, yeah, that'd be a...
Yeah, we have absolutely...
That'd be so funny. What is your podcast about?
Does it have
we have Dane Come.
God.
Welcome to The Lo-Fi Show with Tony B and Nat. Neuroscientists say the human brain loves patterns, which explains why yours keeps coming back here, hoping will eventually make sense.
All right. Those guys are playing here at the Fillmore, I believe.
Have fun, dude.
You don't want to go?
I have no idea who that was.
Periphery.
Okay.
You've heard of Periphery.
Yeah, and actually I sold their ticket the last time I won tickets to that. No, man. Thank you, though.
You don't want to see anybody.
Dude, I'm tired of fucking just straight up metal. Aren't you?
No.
I mean, okay.
What do you listen to now? Oh, I'm in my country phase.
No, not actually. I'm listening to a lot of easy listening, to tell you the truth. And even worse, you know, I have like, I have Spotify or even like, what you call it, the Sirius in the background. It's not even loud anymore. to the point where I could even barely hear it. And I don't even like change the channel once I have it on. It's just kind of there. And I don't even like, I don't like, because like a lot of my coworkers or even you or anybody else basically just have like some kind of like podcast or talking or whatever. I especially talking, because if I hear talking, then I have to like invest in what they're saying. And I can't do anything else because I'm like listening to what they're saying, right? So with music, it's just there because I can do my work and I can do whatever. But even now.
So you don't listen to music just to enjoy it anymore. You just have something in the background.
Pretty much. It's pretty fucked up, dude.
But then you invest your time in shit that I don't want to invest my time in, is series and like even movies. I barely watch movies.
Yeah. See, man. I could say, yeah, I'm watching a lot more fucking shows, I guess, than you are. And I like follow them and I finish them type of thing. Whereas like, yeah, did you finish this? Like, nah. You know? I don't know, man. It's just, it's.
I find it very hard to finish TV shows. Like Pluribus, I watched the first three episodes and then I was like, I don't know.
Yeah. And yeah, man, it's just, it's even shows, it's kind of hard. You have to invest in shit and just your time and stuff. So even movies, like the new freaking House of the Dragon shit came out. We watched one episode and I'm like, I don't know, dude. It's just, I guess maybe, does this mean we're bored? You know? I mean, I don't know, man. It's just, I saw the Cherry Poppin' Daddies this weekend. That was fun because it was different.
Yeah.
You know?
But that's old. You've heard that before. I like new music as long as shit doesn't get stale. You know what I mean? Like, I understand everything sounding the fucking same because, like, I listen to Liquid Metal sometimes just to get inspiration for the show and stuff. But, like, a lot of the shit is like, oh, this, they're doing the same shit. It's the
same shit, man.
But then sometimes I hear something new and different. I was like, okay, well, that's cool, you know? So I could see it, but at the same time, it's not like I'm not going to want to listen to anything, you know, later.
Like, I would have never in a million years guessed that was Periphery. Just because I don't know it. I don't know a lot of this stuff, dude.
This was Thursday, the fucking, that storm. I can't hear the sound. Oh, wait, is this?
Ollie.
Oh, wait.
What
the fuck? Why did I stop it? Did I stop it when I was supposed to, like?
You're a freak, dude.
Oh, damn it. I thought I recorded it, and I did the opposite. Fuck.
So you basically have a picture of your wall.
Yes.
Wow. So would you stood on your balcony, not recording it, and then you came onto into your house thinking you were stopping it?
I must have accidentally double-tapped it or something, and then when I thought I stopped it, I probably started recording.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's loud and it's fucking, it was blowing like sideways and it was like crazy. I was like, what the fuck? I could even see my car move a little bit, you know?
Oh, wow.
That's how fucking crazy the wind was.
We drove up to Fort Collins on Friday. Yeah, on Friday. And when we got there, we saw the news and it showed Centennial was where I live. But you're more into Centennial than I am. I'm more into Centennial / Littleton, so I don't know if it got us as bad, but over here, man, it got really bad, apparently.
Yeah.
And it rained a little bit in Fort Collins, and yeah.
All right, let's do this.
Today is the national day of whatever the fuck it is, because it's stupid and so are you. August 16th. Fuck. Someone's birthday's coming up.
Maggie's was Friday.
Oh, shit. Was it?
Did you remember to tell
them? I do not remember. I knew it was.
I forgot to.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
14th. Okay. Fuck. Well, on that note, it's National Tell a Joke Day. Okay, I don't have any jokes. Rum, National Rum Day. I don't really drink rum. And National Roller Coaster Day. I haven't been on a roller coaster in about 15 years, even maybe even longer. National Airborne Day. I guess that's a military because it shows parachute troopers.
Here's a joke. What does a baby computer call its father?
Don't know.
Data.
God. National Bratwurst Day. That's cool. I like bratwurst.
What did the custodian say when he jumped out of the closet?
Supplies.
Yes.
That one's kind of obvious. And that was it. No. National.
How does a penguin build its house?
Don't know.
It glues it together.
Okay. It's National Week. It's Elvis Week. It's National Balayage. I guess it has to do something with hair. It looks like hair extensions. National Alaska Cruise Week. It's month.
Did you ever go on a cruise?
Fuck no.
What if Z said, I really want to try a
cruise? She doesn't want to go either, dude.
No, but what if she did?
I would probably, well, have fun. Can you imagine, unless it was a 3-day cruise, I can't imagine stay a week.
What if you found a metal cruise and she's like, well, I just want to go to see the ocean and whatever, the islands and stuff, and you can go watch your metal show?
Those are usually a week. I don't know, dude. I just don't see the appeal of cruises.
I don't either. Plus, they're gigantic, like, environmental wastes.
Well, I wasn't even thinking of that, but sure. I can't imagine staying on a fucking, like, metal boat for days on end.
And if one thing goes wrong, it's, like,
right.
Really badly exasperated.
Someone gets sick or something fucks with the food supply, supply.
Bacterial or viral, fucking anything. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't mind if it was like a day, maybe 2 days.
It's like a giant floating toilet.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. I mean, no.
All right.
No thing. Interest. Yeah. I have no interest in a lot of things these days, which is fucked up, but whatever. It's traveling. That's all I want to do is just travel because you don't have to like take shit. Like Zara went to the stores and we went to check out the stores and she feels the same way. I was like, man, it's all these stores have the same just shit and junk and whatever. And like every single one of them, you go into those things and you see the same stuff in them. Even when the ones we go to here in Boulder or downtown Littleton or whatever, and the shit, the Kitschkis or whatever you call them, the Chotskis.
Yeah.
It's just the same stuff, man. And then that's fine. You know, they got to sell it and you know, it's their job. That's their business.
That's why you don't go to like the most populated tourist city. You go to like the smaller town outside or something.
But even then the stuff they have, unless it's like,
touristy stuff. You guys are interested in buying stuff, right? Then just go and look at the scenery and check out the fucking, you know, the town or something.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
So I mean, but
if you go into stores and expect to buy something that you've never seen before, that's, you know, good luck. You know, it's probably all made in China.
Yeah, anyway. It's all made in China. It's all the same. So, needless to say, she bought a pot holder that was cool, which, honestly, we didn't need. So, I mean, we came away with that. At least we can say, okay, we got this in Fort Collins, but
unless, if you go there and you hit up the, like, the vintage or the secondhand stores, then you might be able to find something cool, you know? Then it's like something that someone could have had, you know, in their fucking family for, you know, several decades or something. Then
somebody found a freaking one of the original or old photo of Babe Ruth worth like $3 million.
Yeah. See, that's kind of shit you could pick up. But like, yeah, hitting up a souvenir shop or whatever the fuck they have at, the, you know, next to the big cities and shit. Go to like a little thrift shop.
Yeah. Well, I don't really go to shops anymore anyway, you know. I'll go check out a record store just to see if I can see an old, like, Grail type of record or whatever. But even then, you know, it'd have to be, like, more than likely, if they have a Grail record, it would probably be freaking expensive, and I wouldn't want to pay that much money anyway, you know? I would have to find it, like, at a good price.
What are you saying, Grail record?
Yeah, like a thing that you want. A Grail, like a Holy Grail type of thing.
Oh, Holy Grail. You have to put holy in there. I don't know what Grail means.
Well, you can't say Holy Grail for, Holy Grail is like the tip top, the one that you would fucking like want to get.
Yeah, but just talking about, I didn't know what you were talking about. I was like, what's a Grail record?
Yeah, I think it's a saying.
I bought an autographed thing of Jamini, that bassist, Ellen, her band, her dad's band.
Oh.
Just because it might be worth something. You never know.
That's true. You never know.
According to Copilot, there's a high probability it could be worth something.
Okay, yeah, there's a Grail record. Grail record can refer to a music label, rare record collectible, or software record management system, depending on context. Okay, so yeah. There you go. Now you know.
All right. Here's a news article we can do. Are you done with the dailies?
Yeah, unless you wanted to talk about Tell a Joke Day, but you already told
told three shitty jokes. This is science news. So let's do a science news thing. Science. Fuck, that's Emma's. Where the hell are science news at? The fuck? Did it disappear?
Oh. Science news with Matt and Tony. So much better than that religious baloney. Science guy, Bill Nye, and that black dude, his fucking name.
Neil
deGrasse.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the whole song, is it? The fuck?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go.
New process turns plastic waste into hydrogen fuel while trapping the carbon. Plastic is found throughout modern life, from water bottles and shopping bags to vehicle dashboards. Once these products are thrown away, however, they become extremely difficult to recycle. Conventional recycling often requires workers or machines to separate plastics by type, adding expense and complexity to the process. Researchers have now demonstrated a chemical process that can convert a mixture of three widely used plastics directly into high purity hydrogen fuel. The team, co-led by scientists at the UCLA Samueli School of Engineering and Ewha Woman's University in South Korea, accomplished this at temperatures far below those required for conventional gasification. The method also prevents carbon from escaping into the atmosphere as carbon dioxide. Instead, much of the carbon is captured and stored in solid mineral form. We are solving two urgent global problems at the same time, said co-corresponding author Ah Hyung Alyssa Park, the Ronald and Valerie Sugar Dean of UCLA Samueli and a professor of chemical and biomolecular engineering. Plastic waste is accumulating at alarming rates, and clean hydrogen is essential for decarbonizing energy. This technology tackles both of these challenges in a creative and scalable way. Park and Study co-corresponding author Woo J. Kim, a professor of chemical engineering and materials science at Ewha Woman's University, originally developed the process as a carbon-neutral way to produce hydrogen from biomass such as seaweed.
Okay.
Thank you.
So basically, they're finding a way to convert these plastics into some sort of hydrogen fuel, which is, they need to do something, man, like that fucking gigantic plastic island they have floating out there, if it's still there.
I'm sure it's still there.
Maybe they can eventually get rid of it. And then, what if, like, you know how we have fucking plastic in our balls now? What if you could find a way to extract that plastic and then, like, fuel up your car with it? Get out of my balls and into my car, which is a Billy Ocean song, I think.
From the 80s.
Get out of my balls and into my car.
I don't know if it works that way, dude.
But, well, you don't know. Like, what if there's a way you could, like, extract the plastics from your balls?
The amount of plastic in your balls / blood or
whatever. I'm
not
saying like two balls can equal 1 gallon. I'm saying you just extract it and put it in a container, and eventually then you could take that and pour it into your car. Dude,
Okay, man. I know you're just joking around, but
ball fuel.
There's absolutely no amount. You don't have that amount to fuel a car. You just don't. Unless you can like fuel it with cum, but that's even like it's impossible. And I'm talking that from just a layman. I don't know if it's possible, but it just doesn't sound right. And I don't see anybody like lining up. Fine, to...
I'm just trying to be a optimist.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be extracting plastic from balls anytime soon, because there's not that much. You know, there's enough to kill you apparently over time.
What is it limited to just humans, or do like animal balls have fucking plastic in them too?
I'm sure they got it now thanks to us.
Because then you could go to like. Get extracted from like elephant balls, and then maybe that could power your car.
You know, I'm not even going to like entertain this conversation.
Fine.
Because, yeah, I just don't see it happening. You know, I don't see anybody even like remotely bringing this to like a society of scientists. Well, you know what I was thinking? And in
you should, you and of I all just, people, as many stupid ass science. Studies we've covered on this show should know nothing is beyond the realm of stupidity.
All right, fair enough. You just fact check, or not fact check me, curb check me.
Yeah.
So that is true. That is true.
If they are going to spend money tickling mice, they may spend money trying to extract plastic from your balls.
You know, there's your grant, man. There's your grant right there. And take it to a freaking, I guess, a society of scientists. Or I don't know what they call it.
All right, let's do a quick game, and then we'll come back with whatever else. What is this game? What the fuck? Segments. Where's my game music at?
It's the music and movies and TV.
Nope, that's not it.
And movie thing, and I've got nothing interesting to fucking say about it, because everybody's already done it. Do I need something?
Do I need a- yeah, get your markers out. The theme of this one is famous 80s movies. So
famous 80s movies.
Yeah, so get your brain into... The 80s mentality.
All right. 80s
movies mentality. Okay, so...
How many questions?
I think like 7.
Okay, good. Because I'm trying to like figure out which way I want to write. Okay.
All right. Okay, so for the uninitiated, this is how it works. There will be a movie snippet and then a song snippet, and they share a word, a similar word in the middle. Okay. So this is, wait a second. Wait, what the fuck happened to the, oh, that's weird. Okay. This is, the first part of number one. Oops.
You can tell by the music.
Yeah. Again, 80s, so yeah. Okay, this is the second part of number one. Okay. First part of number two.
Well, you sure got my vote for cutest couple. Better shave her a little closer before you kiss her goodnight.
Oh,
second part of number two. Okay, first part of number three.
Yo, man, next time I'll kick your ass. That'll be that. That'll, I'm just kidding. That's it's a joke. How about that stock market? My broker is E.F. Hutton, and E.F. Hutton says, you see, never works. It never works. I've never seen it work. So this is what it looks like. Wait. You got doors on the stalls. They're not stuck. Wait a minute. We don't have none of this stuff in the boys' room. Wait a minute. We don't got none of this. We don't got doors on the stalls in the boys' room. We don't have, what is this? What? We don't have a candy machine in the boys' room. We don't got none of that. None of that. I'm sorry. No, I want the principal here. I want him here this instant. Oh, now. This instant. I'll wait.
Okay. Second part of number three. First part of number four.
He jeopardizes my ability to effectively govern this student body.
Well, makes you look like an ass is what he does, Ed.
Thank you, Grace. I think you're wrong.
Oh, well, he's very popular, Ed. The sportos, the motorheads, geeks, sluts, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, dickheads. They all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
Second part of number four. Okay, first part of number five.
Say to her once we get in the car.
No problem, Red. What you need is my special five-point plan.
Come on, Damone, I need real help here.
What do you mean? Hey, men have died trying to obtain this valuable information, you know. But I'll give it to you for free.
Okay, what's your five-point plan?
All right. Now pay attention. First of all, Red, you never let on how much you like a girl. Oh, Debbie. Hi. Two, you always call the shots. Kiss me. You won't regret it. Now, three, act like wherever you are, that's the place to be. Isn't this great? Four, when ordering food, you find out what she wants, then order for the both of you. It's a classy move. Now, the lady will have the linguine and white clam sauce and a Coke with no ice. And five. Now, this is most important, Rat. It comes down to making out. Whenever possible, put on side one of Led Zeppelin 4.
Okay, first part of, or second part of number five. Okay, first part of number six.
Joel, you want to know something?
What?
Every now and then, say what the fuck. What the fuck gives you freedom? Freedom brings opportunity. Opportunity makes your future.
Kyle, be right there.
So your folks are going out of town.
Tomorrow.
You got the place all to yourself?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Okay, second part of that one.
Girl, tonight we're gonna make love. You know how I know? Because it's Wednesday.
Wednesday night is the night that we usually make love. Monday night is my night to cook. Tuesday night we go and visit your mother. But Wednesday we make sweet weekly love. It's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after-work social sports team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh boy, it's all on.
Number 7, first part. Second part of that one.
So Lloyd, you graduated Lakewood, right?
Yes, sir.
What are you gonna do now?
Yeah, Lloyd. What are your plans for the future?
Spend as much time possible with Diane before she leaves?
Seriously, Lloyd.
I'm totally and completely serious.
No, really.
You mean like career? I don't know. I've thought about this quite a bit, sir, and I would have to say, considering what's waiting out there for me, I don't want to sell anything, buy anything, or process anything as a career. I don't want to sell anything bought or processed, or buy anything sold or processed, or process anything sold, bought, or processed, or repair anything sold, bought, or processed. You know, as a career, I don't want to do that. So, my father's in the Army. He wants me to join, but I can't work for that corporation. So what I've been doing lately is kickboxing.
Okay. Yeah, for number one.
Valley Girl. You've been... Wait. You'll be a woman soon.
Yes.
Okay.
Number two.
That's when... The song is Wicked Garden, right?
Nope.
Oh. Well, then I don't know.
It's Better Off Dead is a movie, and Better Off Dead and Bloated. Dead and Bloated is a song.
Oh, motherfucker. Okay.
Yeah.
That's, I couldn't, I knew it was Booger.
Yeah.
But I couldn't, I thought it was Revenge of the Nerds, and then I'm like, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah. He's been in a lot of movies, surprisingly.
In the 80s, yeah.
What's the third one?
That one, I have no idea. I just know the band is Weezer.
Okay. So the song name is Pink Triangle, but the movie is Pretty in Pink, because Ducky was thrown into the bathroom. That's the soundbite. And then Pink Triangle from, I think, what's that one? Something Pinkerton? The name of the album?
Yeah, that one was the, I guess, more, not obscure album, but...
Less celebrated.
Yeah.
What do you have number four?
Ferris Bueller's Day Off. The Wall.
Good. Number five.
Fast Times at Ridgemont Higher Ground.
Yes. Number six.
Risky Business Time.
Yes. Number seven.
Say Anything.
Yep. He almost had it, except for the Weezer, yeah. Or the Stone Temple Pilots.
In the Weezer.
Yeah. The Weezer. Yeah.
Just two and three.
The funny thing about the Fast Times at Ridgemont High, I had to check because like it said, oh, play the first side of Led Zeppelin 4. Cashmere is not on Led Zeppelin 4 anywhere. So I looked it up, and apparently they were trying to secure the rights to, you know, Led Zeppelin 4. They couldn't do it, so they had picked Cashmere off of Communication Breakdown. But they also explained it in a way where, like, that guy was so bad with women and he kind of fucks up everything that, you know, he might have fucked that up too.
He just didn't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Because technically Led Zeppelin 4 is also titled Zofo, or just those symbols. So maybe right. Maybe he fucked it up. So yeah. A little bit of trivia for you. I was like, wait a second, this is not fucking Led Zeppelin 4.
Well, I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah, I had to check. I mean, I've played Led Zeppelin 4 so many fucking times. You know what that one is, right?
Right, that's the Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah, Stairway to Heaven, Rock and Roll, Black Dog, fucking Misty Mountain Hop, When the Levee Breaks. All those fucking songs are just classic. You know them. So I know I didn't hear Cashmere on that. So I had to check again. I was like, okay, why was this put in there? So there you go. Movies and music. You learn something every day.
Yeah, you can definitely freaking hear the 80s theme and just the music, the background music of the 80s.
Yeah. I mean, Better Off Dead, the background song was actually Better Off Dead by one of the actors that was in that that movie, and she was also in Valley Girl. So in all those clips, there's two actors that were in two of those movies and one actor that was in three of those movies, right?
Right.
Booger was in Better Off Dead and Risky Business. Was he in a third movie in there? No, he was. Maybe he's just two. I was thinking Revenge of the Nerds, but I didn't have a clip from that one. Yeah, he's been in some, I was like, man, he's been, because I saw him in that Risky Business. I forgot he was in that one, you know?
And he's still a working actor, I think.
Yeah, he's got to be fairly old.
He's well into his 60s or 70s.
He's had a long, illustrious career. We don't even know his name, do we?
if you were to say it, I would know it.
Right. It's one of those things where you see the name, and okay, I know who he is, but who played Booger? Curtis Armstrong.
Yeah. And he's like in a Law and Order or not Law and Order, like a hospital like drama type of thing, or he was.
Can you name a famous TV series he was in?
Is it St. Elsewhere's?
No.
Was it Law and Order?
No.
Then I don't know.
Moonlighting.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. But he's still doing shit, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he's still working pretty. Let's see when the last thing he had on was. Dude's had a fucking career.
Curtis Armstrong.
Upcoming.
Because he did like some voice work too, I think.
He's in post-production for a movie, two movies, I think, or something. Monsters at Work, the TV series, podcast, True Noir, The Assassination of Anton Cermak, Stumptown TV series, It's a Pony, that's 2020. What movies was he in?
I mean, he's been doing this since, what, 1983? That was his first movie, was Risky Business.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then Revenge of the Nerds was his second movie.
Yeah, he's been in a ton of shit. Yeah, he's in Moonlighting, Parker Lewis, Can't Lose, Better Off Dead, Bad Medicine, One Crazy Summer. He was in with, he reunites with John Cusack. How I Got Into College, I kind of remember that.
I remember that. I have that, well, I had it. I probably give it away to the estate sale.
He was in Ally McBeal, Van Wilder, Grounded for Life. Remember that series? That was pretty funny.
I didn't watch it. No.
Really?
Yeah, no.
You remember what it, like this, right? This dude here? That was actually a really good series. It was actually pretty funny.
Yeah, Logue or something Logue?
Yeah, Don L. Logue.
I never watched it.
Remember the character he played? He played like some weird character for like a little snippet, a little short, and then he got the series because of it. And it's actually, I was like kind of off sitcoms for a while.
Is this from the 2000s?
2000, 2001, 2005.
Okay. Yeah, no. So, oh, there it is.
Yeah. It actually is actually one of the funnier ones that I watched. And I'm kind of sad they took it off. But the actor that played his brother actually played in a lot of shit too. I forgot who this guy was. Kevin Corrigan. He was in True Romance, The Departed, Pineapple Express, Reacher.
He's in Reacher?
Apparently.
Okay.
Sean Doherty in three episodes. Maybe, oh, I guess
it's the new season.
Yeah, so you'll see him in Reacher. The new Reacher. Yeah. Good old 80s. Their corny-ass music.
I liked, my favorite decade was the 90s, obviously. The music was simpler.
That was the death of metal, dude.
Huh?
Grunge was the death of metal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Grunge is coming back, apparently.
As always. Everything comes back. Even new metal's coming back.
Yeah.
Like there's a resurgence of freaking Limp Bizkit, of all things.
Grunge and shoegazing and goth rock, goth metal, all that shit.
Which I'm okay with, because I like simpler metal, dude. I like the simpler, like, just riffs. The complicated, like, stuff that I could never even imagine playing, I mean, sure, it's cool, but it just gets tiring because you're trying to keep up with it.
Yeah. It's one of those things, too, where, like, if you listen to, like, prog rock and prog metal all day, your brain just gets, like, kind of really tired.
Right. Yeah, you exactly.
Just, like, it's almost like your brain is overthinking shit. You're like, what the fuck? But if you just listen to, like, some old, like, stoner, like, fucking Caius, you're like, okay, I can get into this.
Because it's just, it's simple.
Yeah, it's just good, simple, fucking catchy riffs. I mean, I go back and forth. You know, sometimes I'll listen to, like, Persephone or fucking, if I'm really in a mood, like, Meshuggah or something. But then, like, I'll, like, chill out with some, like, the outro song I played for the last two times, I think, was, like, a stoner rock, right? That, what's that name of the band? Salami, whatever the fuck.
Salami?
I don't know.
Salamosa.
Whatever.
That's not even close, dude.
And before that was Mars Red Sky, which was stoner rock. So, okay, let's take a quick break and do a quick song. Let's do something topical. This is Rage Against the Machine with War Within a Breath.
Okay.
Mass pass on, seize the metropolis, it's you, it's Pluton. Everything.
All right, that was Rage Against the Machine off of Battle of Los Angeles, War Within a Breath, and funny how things don't fucking change. There's a line about Gaza in that song, too. And that was, what, fucking 90-something?
99, yeah. Or maybe in 2000. I think that was their last real album.
They're still playing, right? They're just not writing new shit. I thought I heard there was like they're at a concert or they're playing a concert and they made some sort of statement.
Zach DeLaRocca fucked up his leg or something. And then after that, they just kind of stopped. And that was in like 2023 or 4.
Okay.
So, I mean, they play eventually, I think.
Yeah. It's probably just not very often. It's just right. Every once in a while.
And I think people give them shit. Oh, they need money. Well, fuck. Everybody needs money. God damn it. You know? Yeah. So
I think people kind of want them back because there's like so much shit to fucking sing about that, you know, they feel like they're like the fucking voice of rebellion.
Well, yeah, they also get shit about that too. It's like, oh, Rage Against the Machine and you're on the Sony label or whatever.
People are dumb though. You know,
they are.
Say the same shit to like everyone, like, you know, like that guy I listened to, Hassan, he gets shit for having a nice house and shit. He's like, look, you can be a socialist and have money and shit. I never said anything about that. I just want everybody to have the same opportunities, you know? So, you know, you just, people are so fucking like, I couldn't do it, man. Like I looked at it and not that I was thinking about it, but you know, just looking at what he does and how much fucking shit he gets just from his own chat. And most of them are like, you know, they'll call out people that are just being like, you know, fucking moronic and shit. But at the same time, he's got to pull the thing aside, the chat aside. He's like, hey, what's your problem? What are you complaining about? Then he's got to go into it. And then after like 5-10 minutes, I saw this the other day, of discussing it with this guy and trying to reason what his angle is, because he's trying to figure it out. And the guy's like, oh, I was just seeing if I get a, you know, to trigger you, you know, Lamau.
Lamau.
That's how LMAO.
No.
But that's how they pronounce it now. That's how the kids say it. But anyway, he says Lamau, and then like he's like, whatever, dude. You know? And I would just be fucking compelled to ban everybody because like everybody's a moron, right? But he actually tries. Like, what do you want? What are you complaining about? Because I'm trying to explain this, and you're thinking this, and then I'm trying to, you know, retort to that, and you're like, some people just say something, and then it's like he minimizes his presence a lot. You know, he's like, look, I'm just a fucking guy that talks a lot about political shit. Some things I know, some things I don't. I'm just trying to get the message across. One interesting thing about him is that he allows people to clip his stuff and post it on another channel, and not only that, he allows them to make money off of that. So you can see some of them are like, you know, varying degrees of, you know, like success, whatever. The ones that do it like well, quickly and well, and have been around for a while, they clip it and you can see like tens of thousands of fucking views. So whatever they're making, the money they're making off of those views, he lets them keep. Like if you're the creator, you have every right to go to YouTube and say, hey, take these down and, you know, demonetize it. But he just lets them do it because he says like my thing is like, I just want my message to get across in any way that's possible. That's, you know, more eyes on my subjects, the better, you know? So, but yeah, I couldn't do it just because people are just fucking, you know, idiotic. And yeah, they try to just push your buttons because they're fucking bored. Just get off the internet for a while, man. God damn it.
Yeah. Get off the internet.
Let's do, who's shittier?
I wish the internet was back. We were basically there from the beginning, right? You know, like when you got all into it and shit, and I didn't have internet. I had it through you.
I remember.
And that was when you got that 56K modem. You're like, woohoo, and you're all excited shit.
Yeah, I was just like reminiscing about that like a while back because I was just typing shit. Sometimes I'll just type shit to get like feedback from like, you know, I know AI is evil, whatever, but I do from Microsoft Copilot because I found this to be kind of interesting the way someone put this, but I saw this the other day. There's a journal that you can write and you get feedback off of it. So that's basically what I'm doing. Sometimes I'm just like thinking like in my thoughts, I'm like, oh, I wonder what was going on with this and how did this, the evolution of this. So I was interested in like the evolution of the modem and whatever. So I started typing in. I was like, oh, do you remember US Robotics 56K? And he's like, oh, yeah, this is this and that. And this, it went from this to this to this. And it kind of spurred my memory of all the different modems I had. And it was like, yeah, you're right. When I had the 56K, I was like, oh, man, yeah, I'm screaming now.
That was when we worked at Best Buy. I worked at Best Buy. You probably worked there too, I think.
Yeah.
And you came home, you're like, yeah, man, now I'm really kicking ass. And you still hear the freaking the modem of the sound. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's funny. It's funny how fast you think you have it. And then it's like, now it's like instant and you're still like bitching, like, oh, come on, load, fucking piece of shit.
And you showed me the fucking chat bots or the chat rooms of. This was AOL because everybody had AOL back then, and it was the chat rooms of what people giving that time that we freaking were talking shit about, like New Kids on the Block.
Basically, what our ploy was, it was just try to chase everybody out of the chat room just by being weird.
Right, right.
And that was our fun. But you know, you're fucking punk kids. What are the what else are you gonna do? We weren't trying to like intimidate anybody or harass anybody. And
this was back when it was new, so it was just. You may have had the capability of sending pictures or whatever, or video, and that was it.
So by that time I was like already on like bulletin board systems, and I remember trying to run, I did run my own. I didn't have it on all the time, but like, you know, just because I liked doing shit that other people did that I didn't know how to do it. So I figured it out. Like there was like Wildcat BBS, and this is something I like research too through Copilot. It was like there's Wildcat. PC Board was one of the best ones, but it was kind of hard to set up. And then I think I had a Wildcat one for a while. I tried PC Board. I didn't really like it. The format, you had to do too much work. And Wildcat was one of those ones you just like put up and you just run it. You host your files on there. And nobody really called except for my friend. And like he had one on his own and I could call his, you know. That's it. And every once in a while, if I got a file that he didn't have, I'd upload it to his BBS and vice versa. And then I'd play like these ASCII fucking game, bulletin board games. I think one was called Star Trader. I don't know. Trader War. And it was silly, but it's amazing what, you know, can fucking keep your attention. You know, if it's like well-written, even if the graphics are just dog shit.
I remember graphics being dog shit back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are simpler times. Not everybody had a fucking opinion back then. Only a handful.
Yeah, and now you have people from all different countries pretending to be fucking right-wing fucking Americans talking shit, and you're just like, oh, shut up, you fucking moron.
Yep. Internet was one of those things that should have stayed in the bottle. All right. That's it.
Okay, let's do Who's Shittier? Where was it now?
Who's Shittier? This band or that band? Who's Shittier? Who's Shittier? This band or that band?
This is Something I Driven, whatever that means, by Skuggs86.
Skuggs. God damn.
Fuck, it's loud. Okay.
Don't you control it down there, because last time...
Yeah, the thing is, all these are different, like, volumes, so some of them you have to turn up and some you have to turn down, so... I can pull this one down, but the next one might have to turn up. That's not the right one. Hold on.
It sounds good.
Not even listenable. That's just dog shit.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Okay,
that's off to a great start.
This next one is called Nylon by Adam Janicki from Poland. I feel like I'm on drugs.
Yeah, that was was that a woman?
I don't know,
because he
unless
does
he did I mean, something with his voice.
Yeah, no, I mean he looks like an old dude.
Yeah, it sounds like he did something to his voice, like some sort of effect. This is called Transylvania Dreamer by Druid Stone from Virginia. This girl looks like she went to our high school.
Yeah, like, how
she could
tell?
See her at Hastings.
Entering town, what? Of
Herndon. Herndon. That's where they're from, Herndon, Virginia.
Oh.
It's horror music. And it's kind of horrific.
Where is she in Virginia? You just said that.
Okay, this is Below the Sky by Stoneman's Smile.
McKinney, Texas.
Wherever that is. That's probably the best one, but it's kind of just boring.
Yeah, I was going to say. It just seems boring.
Yeah. What do you think is the worst one?
First one? That one.
Yeah. This.
You didn't have to play from the beginning.
No, we're left off.
No, it's not, because it said 13 seconds.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see what it sounds like. Oh, wait. It gets even worse.
It says deep cuts.
Yeah, that's the name of the album.
Well, I know. Does that, deep cuts from what?
No, that's just the name of the album.
Oh, deep cuts
of
his...
No, the album's called Deep Cuts.
Jeez. Okay, I thought it was like...
It's got fucking 20 songs of this bullshit. Let's see. What is this? Let's try this one. Okay, so basically a guy with like no talent just put tons of effects on shit and just hope it comes out like something.
Yeah. I mean, you know, yeah. Good for him.
Really?
I mean, it's, I mean, he's bored, obviously.
Yeah, I guess it's better than like
killing people.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
I mean, I'd rather him making shitty music than going out and like trying to kill people at the fucking In-N-Out.
Some people do both. Like that David guy. He made music that like had like 200 something million downloads or views or some shit.
What David guy?
David,
oh,
David
Koresh?
Or no, no, no. David with a four. He's like some fucking young kid. And then he like killed some fucking some chick that and left it in, left her in his car and it just stank up the fucking.
I don't know. I didn't hear about that. Well, yeah. I mean, I may have.
I wouldn't even known about him except for like someone hacked my fucking Spotify account like a couple years ago, I think. And I was like looking at my playlist, like, what the fuck is this? And one of his songs was on there. I was like, I didn't make this. So then I like changed my password and then it stopped.
I think I remember that.
Yeah.
That was that time?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, it's like a lot of his fucking songs were on there. I mean, it's okay. It's not bad, but he's a fucking psycho. So yeah. How much time do we have? What time is it?
1:08.
Oh, good. Okay. We can play Fact or Crap and then I think we're done.
Did you say, oh, good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fact or Crap.
And yeah, we're on a fucking, actually starting on a week. Question number one. In America, during the 1800s, millions of buffalo were slaughtered for their skins, bones, and meat. The bones were used for piano keys, previously made of more expensive ivory.
The Dick Vagina Emission Show?
Oh. In America, during the 1800s, millions of buffaloes were slaughtered for their skins, bones, and meat. The bones were used for piano keys, previously made more expensive from the more expensive ivory.
Fact.
I say fact. Fucking cock smokers.
Yeah.
Crap. Damn. The natural world is being played again. Whatever that means.
So they didn't say what part was fact or crap?
No, it just said...
Because I know they hunted buffalo to extinction, right?
Yeah, it's pretty...
Don't we just have bison now? Buffalo, the American buffalo, doesn't really exist anymore?
Don't ask me that. I don't know.
Hold on.
Because I didn't know there was a difference between buffalo and bison.
I think... Hold on, let me find out. Do American buffalo exist anymore? Yes, American buffalo still exist and in far greater numbers than most people realize. Oh, okay, good. They were nearly wiped out in the late 1800s, but have made a major comeback. Today, roughly 500,000 bison live in North America. Okay, wait, let's see. What is the difference between bison and buffalo? The difference between bison and buffalo comes down to species, anatomy, and geography. Concise takeaway. If it has a big shoulder hump and a beard, it's a bison. If it has long, sweeping horns and no hump, it's a true buffalo. Where they live, bison in North America and Europe, buffalo, Africa, and Asia. Oh, so buffalo are those like, that's a water buffalo, though. That's what I thought. I thought those with the long, sweeping horns were water buffalo. You're right. The long sweeping horns you picture are water buffalo, but here's a twist. Cape buffalo also have long horns, just shaped differently. Asian water buffalo, the ones you're thinking of, long crescent-shaped horns. African cape buffalo, also true buffalo, also have horns, but... Okay, American bison, not buffalo, despite the name. Totally different vibe. Short, sharp horns, massive shoulder hump, shaggy beard and mane. Why the confusion happens. So in the U.S., buffalo equals bison. True buffalo, water buffalo, cape buffalo. Not exactly sure. I thought for sure buffalo went extinct and bison were the only ones left, and it's, I don't know.
Yeah, dude.
Anyway.
Yeah.
We killed everything back then.
Yeah, that's all the American way. Question number two. When traders began to bring a new fruit from Asia to Europe, they named the brightly colored fruit orange after the color popular with artists.
Yeah, I'm going to blow this asshole out.
When traders began a new fruit from Asia to Europe, they named the brightly colored fruit orange after the color popular with orange artists.
Fact.
I don't know. Yeah, I would say fact. Crap. The fruit came first. The yellowish red color was named after the fruit.
Oh. Well, okay, the fuck did they name? They just said orange?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's okay. Well, there you go. Now we know it was named after the color. Theo, an 8-year-old Siamese cat living in Ipswich. It doesn't say Ipswich, England, stole money from a neighbor left out for... Let me read this again. Theo, an 8-year-old Siamese cat living in Ipswich, England, stole money a neighbor left out for the milkman.
Could have been, I don't know.
And you didn't even sperm.
I didn't even sperm. And it was all ready for me to be spermed. You know, there's like freaking towels everywhere just so I didn't get any...
But you were sitting in the same spot that other guys have spurned.
Exactly.
What was that?
I don't know.
Theo, an 8-year-old Siamese cat living in Ipswich, England, stole money a neighbor left out for the milkman.
That's got to be a fact.
Yeah.
We've already had two falses by now, or two craps.
Fact. It's fact. Previously, this kleptomaniac cat had stolen countless small items, but this time it was cash. Sticky paws. Okay, and this is question number 4.
Emma, your question sucks more dick than everybody else's.
Every time. Until 1956, French children attending school were served wine on their lunch breaks.
That does not sound very threatening. I'm bending over.
That almost sounded AI-ish. Was that AI?
No, that was you.
Okay. Until 1956, French children attending school, were served wine on their lunch breaks. I say fact.
I say fact, too. The French are pretty weird.
French are weird. That is a known fact. And it is fact. In 1956, drinking alcohol was banned in French schools, though that ban only applied to children under 14. Alcoholic beverages were totally banned from schools in 1981. Everything happening.
So 15-year-olds could still drink wine?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't see how you could concentrating on that fucking your curriculum if you're like drinking wine.
I just remember Adolf would always like kind of brag, "Oh yeah, I can just go and drink whatever whenever we go to like Germany and shit."
Yeah.
Like during like Christmas or summertime, they would go down there.
Yeah.
Come back. Oh yeah, I can drink. question number 5. Annalise, here's your question. It's question number 4 or 5. Members of the Amish community do not use computer and smartphone technology.
I remember reading something about mice with big balls.
Big balls. Members of the Amish community do not use computer and smartphone technology.
That's a fact.
I say that's a fact, too. But, yeah, okay. It's a fact. It's crap.
What?
Some members of the Amish community use technology, but always in a low-key way, out of respect for their community. This is achieved by keeping smartphone and computer use out of sight as much as possible and discussing technology only if necessary, out of sight and out of mind.
I don't see why that's fucking a real question, you know? That means... 'cause
that's pretty much like me or you, like kind of sneaking in a...
Yeah, It's like saying, like, you know, fucking 8-year-olds like drink liquor, and then like, oh, when some 8-year-olds sneak liquor from their, you know, yes, obviously, you know,
well, there's gonna be like a teenager or whatever that's gonna be using it.
Yeah, somebody's gonna like be sneaking it, but like, no, generally Amish are, you know, aren't supposed to like use technology. Yeah,
exactly. It's not supposed to. It's.
I've seen Witness, that fucking movie. I just remember Kelly McGillis's boobs.
Was she boobly? Was she showing boobs?
Yeah, full on boob, dude.
Oh, now I'm gonna have to witness from what witness Kelly McGillis
from Top Gun
images. Ooh, she is pretty. I remember her, man.
Yeah, kind of messed up. They didn't ask her back for Top Gun Maverick.
Well, it's because she probably doesn't look like that anymore, right?
Nope.
Which is bullshit. Yeah. It's ageism, man.
Just because Tom Cruise don't age or doesn't age.
It's kind of fucked up, dude. I hate ageism because we're going to get there.
Yep.
And if, God forbid, if something happens where we, like...
Is she and Jennifer Connelly the same age, though? I wonder.
Good question.
Because then, like, I was trying to think of the timeline, because obviously they replaced her with Jennifer Connelly.
I don't know how old she is. McGillis? McGillis.
McGillis.
McGillis. Kelly McGillis. McGillis. Where the fuck is she? I just had her up. God damn it. 69. Shit.
She's 69?
Yeah, man.
She must have been older than Tom Cruise, right? Because Tom Cruise is probably like 65 by now. Or 59.
I don't think he's that. Is he that old? Tom Cruise.
He's in his 60s, dude. Pretty sure.
I think he is in his 60s. This goddamn keyboard.
How come I don't see the time on this thing? Oh, shit. It's not even running.
He's 64. Shit.
Okay, we have an hour, 18. Okay, we're good. Yeah, so she was a little bit older than he was when that movie came out.
And who's the other one?
Jennifer Connelly.
Jennifer Connelly.
Let's take a bet. What do you think?
That she's older?
No, like what her age is.
I'd say she's 59, 60. I'd say
58.
Oh, shit, she's my age. She's the same year as me. Oh, no, I'm 6 months older. Okay, shit.
But she looks better than you.
Yeah, she does. Fuck. Yeah, man, I didn't know that. I thought she was... She's aged like fucking fine wine, dude.
Yeah, she has. Although, Requiem for a Dream ruined it for me. I was like, oh.
That made me like her more.
You're disgusting. All right, we're done.
Thank fuck.
This is Living Sacrifice with The Reaping.
And she has, okay. I was going to say she has 1.8 million followers on Instagram, which is still pretty good for someone that's not in the spotlight that much anymore. Anyway.
People that still remember from career opportunities.
Right.
All right, later.